Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards. American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are on the YouTubes. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that share button. Go to saintshappyhour.com if you haven't already. Become a patron. You get 2 months for free if you become an annual patron. And you get our welcome gift, a Saints season survival mug. You're going to need it. And you get access to everything we do, daily podcasts, the Discord, any written content we do, special stuff we do, behind the scenes, Zoom chats, all of it. You get access to every single bit of it. And you can get access to it for $7 a month. Like, it's the best $7 you're going to spend as a Saints fan all football season. So I got Kevin with me. I got Thomas running the show back in Poland. Today it's mailbag time, which Thomas gets on me because the shows, they get out of control, the main shows, and we have so many great questions that people submit to us, and we have enough to do mailbags now in the summertime. So, Thomas, we got some great mailbag questions, I understand.
Yes, sir. We have a mix of some serious and crazy questions today.
I like the crazy ones. Hit it.
Yeah, let's start with a serious one first, though. From Biloxi Blues, serious football question. Name one player on offense and one player on defense whose success or lack of success in 2023 will be critical to the overall success of the team. No quarterbacks and no coaches, only players at other positions.
I got this.
Okay, you go first.
You sure do, man.
I got it.
Defense. I'm just going to answer it. Defense, Cam Jordan. Offense, Juwan Johnson. I say Cam Jordan because I know he had the huge year last year, and it's not that I'm expecting him that he has to duplicate that entirely. But if there is a significant drop off because of his age and the general wear and tear, you're looking at two rookies on the defensive line, two new guys that have been brought in, and maybe Peyton Turner if he stays healthy. Cam Jordan needs to be a consistent physical presence and on the defensive line in order for that to, like, he's the bedrock.
Yeah,
he's the bedrock, and if that's shaky, then the run defense, pass rush, all that shit, is up in the air.
Yeah,
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say he needs to be at like 7.5-8 sacks minimum. Like, he's still got to keep that level. If he drops into 4 or 5 sacks, it's a problem. I could see that.
The only way 4 and 5 sacks is acceptable is if, you know, Breece or Fosky Bear are somehow getting reps or shit, if Granderson takes off and is getting a ton of attention.
That's because good maybe and bad. I don't know if I want.
Because maybe they're working out schemes to really focus on Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
But anyway, I say Juwan Johnson because you've got Foster Moreau, Taysom, and Lucas Kroll. Taysom is not an every down tight end, just like he's not an every down quarterback or an every down, you know, whatever. He's the perfect gadget player, and I'm not saying gadget player is an insult at all. He is a tremendous football player, but he's not the consistent, he's not the every down tight end.
No, he's
Kroll, not. I love him. He's my UDFA son from a year ago. He'll always be my UDFA son. But if he's the starting guy, we have no idea what that's going to be. So we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Then you've got Foster Moreau, who has the clean bill of health.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a huge ask for him to be foisted as the number one guy at tight end on a new team after coming off of this life-altering battle that he had.
Yeah, and
so
I like
hence, his... Juwan Johnson has to be the guy, unless the other guys just take off in the preseason.
I like Juwan Johnson for this reason, Kevin, because when he says Biloxi Blue says critical to the Saints' success, I don't think there's probably not a world where like Juwan Johnson is really, really good and the Saints aren't a playoff team, probably. Like, I can't see a scenario where like Juwan Johnson catches 80 balls and we're like, the Saints are 7-10. Like, so my two guys, I picked critical to success because I feel like if these two guys are really good, the Saints season is amazing. I'll start on defense. Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger. If Honey Badger is amazing, Saints defense, the Saints are, he's going to be creating turnovers. We're going to have the Honey Badger memes are going to come on back like it's early 2000s. That means the Saints are creating turnovers. That's fun. Like if Honey Badger is cooking. But my guy on offense, Kevin, I'm going to give you a weird one. Andres Pete. If Andres Pete is healthy.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
If Andres Pete is healthy and we're not talking about how terrible he is and how he's never playing, it's a great sign for the 2023 Saints. If he's just invisible, playing 14, 15 games, not having memes and GIFs and people yelling at him at Saints Twitter because he just got Derek Carr murdered, that is critical.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Goal for the Saints' success, 2023. Those are my two names.
I admire your boldness, Ralph.
I'm just getting a little strange for the people. Thomas, what we got? What you got next?
Okay, next question from Claude Henry Smoot. He asks, if you had the chance to build your own Avengers / Suicide Squad with Saints of Past / Present, what five would be on it and what are their superpowers?
See, I saw this question.
This is a Kevin question.
It's Kevin, but I have some thoughts too. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, go ahead, Ralph, because I'm looking up members of the Suicide Squad.
Well, here's the thing. I thought about the Suicide Squad, and I was like, I'm not really a comic book guy. So I was like, do they have like special superpowers and like Deadshot? And I'm thinking the movie with Will Smith. But the thing that I was thinking about is if I pick five, like I think it's not so much the player, Kevin, it's the superpower. And I can't pick. Because the NFL and Goodell hates the Saints, like I can't be like Ricky Jackson and I'm going to make him have like amazing strength or be invisible. Because then the NFL will just ban him and say, you can't have a linebacker that can be invisible or whatever. Right. So like what superpower would you want that would be great and help the Saints win, but wouldn't be so overt and obvious that Goodell would find the Saints, ban them, suspend them.
So mind reading, man.
That's what I was thinking. I need like mind reading or mind control so I could just take control of the other team's quarterback. Oh, time travel's good too. So that's what I was thinking. Cause I was thinking like strength, invisibility, being able to melt people, like shooting lasers or like Wolverine. You can't have that.
No, you can have Wolverine because Wolverine's power was a healing factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got the claws, though, if he cuts the
people. Okay. That's not the power, right, man.
No, well, the claws are a different thing altogether. Like, the 42-year-old dork here. The claws are a different matter altogether. Like, yeah, he was born with the claws, and then the metal got added on, but you don't have to use the claws in a game. You can just, like, use the healing factor and take abuse, but you never have to take a down off. Like, that's what I was going to say for somebody like a Cam Jordan is,
oh, yeah,
give Cam Jordan a healing factor where he never feel, where he feels pain, but he never gets hurt. He doesn't have to take a down off. And that's great.
That's a Michael Thomas.
Actually, and you mentioned Honey Badger. Give Honey Badger a slight telekinesis.
Ooh.
Where he can misdirect the ball just slightly to where he can either intercept it or just punch it free, and there you go.
Oh, wow. That's he would have like, they'd be like, oh my God, Honey Badger has 26 fumble recoveries and 20 interceptions. This is incredible.
Oh, the Hawkeye also, accuracy for Derek Carr.
Ooh, that's
good. I would also...
Hawkeye accuracy for Derek Carr. That's a good one.
I would also... Boy, that's a great screen freeze for my face there. I would say... And it's funny, I'm using X-Men here. Make somebody multiple man. We don't need to see them all on the sideline, but you can hide one of them in the blue tent. You can hide one of them in the locker room, but it's the same guy, just copies of. So, I don't know, take a running back like Kamara or Kendra Miller. You got the one on the field, you got the one in the blue tent, and then you've got the one in the locker room. And then if he needs a break, he goes into the blue tent, other one comes out, or he goes into the locker room, the other one comes out, and Kendra Miller's just ready to go the whole time.
Yeah. I think that's, you have the best, the deepest defensive line in the history of ever. Just rotate them, you rotate your guys.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great question, Claude. What you got next, Thomas?
Good name too, Claude Henry Suit.
Yeah, I like that.
Next question from Bruce HC. How Saints on brand is it that our new tight end shakes off cancer and the O-line draft pick gets a calf injury picking his nose?
Yeah. So tell the people, Salvadori, he got injured. He's hurt.
Wait, when did he get hurt?
I don't know. He had a calf injury. He's not playing. The offensive line is a mess, man. They're all hurt. Ruiz isn't playing. Penning isn't playing. Salvadori, he's not playing. It's a mess.
Pizza.
Ramchek, of course, is not doing anything in OTAs.
And because Pete infected them.
Yeah. I think
injury plague.
Yeah, it's injury plague. It's not good. We're not even, it's not even June, and the Saints, their offensive line isn't even healthy yet. for 2023.
Well, I guess that's time for Yasir Durant and Cota Martin to step up.
It's very,
God help us.
Very on brand. It's very on brand for the Saints. And to take it to a serious point, Bruce, I would say the offensive line health is the thing that is the underpinning of if the Saints season is going to be good. Because we've, like Derek Carr, if you block for him, he can be pretty good. But he's not like a freelancer, and he's not, if the Saints offensive line is injured and hurt and not performing well, Derek Carr is going to be like the 20th best quarterback. Like, that's his history. So I think the offensive line injuries and stuff, it's something to watch, Kevin. Like, I'm not going to be full on Ralph panic, but when me and you were doing the daily shows about the training camp, if we get to like game two, game three of the preseason, and they're still missing 2-3 guys, just be forewarned, the Ralph panic meter will be in full meltdown.
Oh yeah, and my season prediction on wins will be altered as well. Like, I know I said 12-5 after the draft, and that's my after the draft prediction.
That's right.
I get to make additional predictions during training camp, during the preseason, and then right before the start of regular season. So that's 4 times total. You can make a prediction on the win total.
Yeah, and
it's okay.
Too,
you don't need to make one call at one point early in the year and then stick to it the entire time. It's a free country, folks. We can make changes new evidence and new things occur.
That's right. You can make it. I'll make changes during the year. I don't give a damn. The one thing I will say, though, before we get to the next question, is the Saints still have, like, after they sign all their draft picks, they're still going to have like $12 million of cap space. So we know, Kevin, that Mickey Loomis isn't going to probably just be like, oh, I'll roll the cap space over, save a little for a rainy day, we'll move it into 2024. Like, that's not how the Saints are going to operate.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The NBA Finals are heating up. Looking for hot takes on all the postseason action? The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, is the podcast to listen to for the ultimate finals coverage. Host and former NBA sharpshooter J.J. Redick not only has a plugged-in perspective on the action from his time in the league, but he's also announcing the games in real time for ESPN. J.J. has the ultimate insider point of view, and he's taking you along for the ride as he breaks down the best defensive schemes, dunks, and drives from each game. And speaking of incredible drives, there's no better place to tune into your new favorite podcast, The Old Man and the Three, than in a standard-setting BMW. Luxury meets power to create a wholly new driving experience. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard, BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, Al Gore's lockbox here with Mickey Loomis. It's that money is getting... That you can't leave. It's like casino chips. You can leave the casino with them, but you can't do anything with it.
Yeah. So
he's going to spend it.
I'm just saying, like, the Saints, they may do a move in June, or they may do something in like August, early September, like when injuries happen, or they say, oh, the offensive line isn't playing as good as we thought.
Right.
The defensive, you know, Peyton Turner's still terrible and injured. Like, we need to add a guy. Like,
right.
And the thing is now, unlike 2020, when they tried to use the Browns cap space to sign Clowney, they have $11 million in space. They can do whatever they want.
So isn't that amazing that they were so far over the cap and they were in cap hell, and all the bills, the rent is due, folks. The tab has come at the end of the night. Wrong. This thing is fake. The cap is fake. It's not real. It is an illusion, Michael. That's what it is, okay? That's what it is. And Mickey Loomis and his accountants and the other fella, I can't remember his name, but the other fella Guy that worked Harley. With him, they got this thing figured out.
They do. They really, the Saints, they went from 50 over to like 12 million under. It's incredible.
That's a 60 million swing.
And
put that guy in the treasury.
And they spent the second most guaranteed money of any NFL team in free agency. It never stops. They can't stop.
They
won't
stop. He's an absolute warlock.
Yeah. So, Thomas, what's next?
Final question of the show from Biloxi Blues. This is a good one. What current player or coach on the Saints staff is most likely to have a hit placed on him from the dark web?
Oh, this is a good question.
Pete Carmichael.
No. See, because you used to have, I would think, CD Deuce, because people just
yeah,
were being in a room with him. They'd want to punch him in the face, literally. So he would have been high on the list. Cam Jordan talks a lot of crap to the Falcon fans and other NFC South teams. So he's maybe a sleeper. Like, everybody loves him in New Orleans, but other teams, maybe not. I'm going to say.
Go ahead. I just thought of one. Go ahead.
I got one. It's Derek Carr, and it'll be placed by Josh McDaniels when the Saints are 9-1. And the Raiders are 3-6.
That's illegal.
That's a more, what do you call it? Like, that's a good upfront. There you go. That's a good, easy to see answer. This one is deep in the weeds.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Blake Gillikin has something put out on him, because Mr. You know,
Headley.
Mr. Eastern Promises extra Lou Headley is gunning for that punter spot. Right.
It's gunning for them. Yeah. That's why I wanted the Saints to be on Hard Knocks. I wanted to see Dennis Allen have to cut Headley. I wanted to see if he'd be capable of
and
doing it.
And then Headley would
like
cut
Lou,
him.
Like Lou Headley is literally, I can 100% see him doing that bit that Viggo Mortensen does in that movie where he just like does this like weird throat thing and then points at a guy like real aggressively. Like, that is perfect. I want that. I almost want him to make the team over Gillikin just so he can do that before the whistle blows in a game, and he does that shit to the opposing team's returner.
And
the guy's
returner,
gonna be shook.
The returner fumbles and right. the Saints punter is the lead on first take because he's intimidating returners.
Perfect.
Give me that. Possible illegal activities. Yes, I enjoy that. So, guys, this has been our mailbag. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting the show. If you're listening to the free version of this show and you're like, I hate the commercials, Ralph. There's too many commercials. There's Amazon. There's this. There's that. I hate the commercials. Become a patron. Patrons, custom RSS feed, never a freaking ad ever. You should do it. So, guys, for Kevin, thanks for joining us. Thomas running the show perfectly back in Poland as always. I'm Ralph. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, the bar is closed.